The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What is up? Welcome in to The Early Edge. I'm your host, Alan Bell. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this Monday. But before we get to today's picks, let's take a look here at CBS Sports HQ tonight. 6 p.m. Eastern on Sportsline. Kenny White, Mike McClure, Chip Patterson breaking down Major League Baseball, college football, you name it. And then Matt Snyder, look at this, Employee of the Year, the 12 a.m. HQ overnight show, breaking down everything we saw across Major League Baseball and get you ready for Tuesday's action. Snyder putting in hours. All right, enough of me yapping. Let's bring in the stars of the show here, because nobody came to just listen to me talk. Came to see these studs across the board. Now, tell you what, EC, we were talking. Mm-hmm. It's a tough week last week. However, you nailed a golf parlay. You carried us the college football show. Me and Chip were just god-awful. You ended up going 2-1 there. So well done on that, okay? Now, here's the thing. I was going to switch up and have you hit leadoff here. Mm-hmm. No. We're not changing a thing. You're going to blast it this week, and I'm fired up for it. So, Spectre, go ahead, start us off, man. What you got?
Yeah, and I'm actually going to start us off with, I got a little bit of a bone to pick with the chat. I hope you guys are nicer now, because that Friday show, most of the time when you don't agree with a pick of mine, you can say, Specty, I disagree. It's, you know, it's okay. But you guys were absolutely all caps, no on Liverpool. Liverpool sucked. And how did that work out for you guys? That did not work out well. So we're going to go over to Mookie Betts. I hope you follow this one today. And over 1.5 total bases at -115. Gone over this number in 7 straight games, 9 of his last 10, averaging 3.8 bases per game. The crazy thing is, this isn't even a hot streak for Mookie. We expand this to 25 game sample size, and he's gone over in 20 of 25, 80% of the time, averaging 3.2 bases. He's going against Zach Gallen, who's been great, but in his career, Mookie has 15 at-bats against Zach Gallen. Of those 15, his batting average is .333 and a slugging percentage of .6. His season batting average for Mookie is .315 and slugging of .611. So we're just asking for an average night for Mookie. And as we can see, an average night is well over this number.
Okay, so first off, I'm all in on any Mookie Betts plays. Number two, I've never seen you talking trash before.
I am so proud.
You know, it's the last week. That one, normally, like I said, normally the chat's just saying, hey, you know, to disagree with you. And I'll be nice when that happens. But they were all over me on Friday. And I was like, I'm not going to say anything. I know how this is going to go. Liverpool went down 1, got a red card, only had 10 men on the field, still won.
AC, what do you think about your brother here?
I'm so proud, AB. You know, people had a right to be on my case last week because I was so terrible. But this guy hasn't missed a pick in how many shows? And you guys are disagreeing with him like that in the chat? He has every right to be fired up, and good for him. Good for you, Specty, for nailing it like you did.
I tell you what, as someone who once went last year 0-11 on an NFL Sunday, yeah, wait till you get those messages. Those are not fun.
I will say this, AB. One time, I broke up with a girlfriend, and the next weekend I went 0-13. And so, seriously, that's when you know you can't do that in the fall. You got to be nice to the girls in the fall. just so they stick with you until after football season.
Apparently that girl had the karma. Do you have her number? Because I'll be nice to her every Sunday if it means we hit things.
She's married now, but I wish her the best. Yes.
All right. Well, we'll tell her husband. Hey, good job, buddy. Well done on the picks. What are you playing today? All right, Barner, you got two plays for us. What you got?
All right. So first we're going to do a simple. We're going to do the Phillies Angels. We're going to take Phillies on the money line. Minus 135. They've won three straight as they push towards a playoff spot here. They're home where they are 39-25 this season. They're going to start Taijuan Walker. He's been great with a 3.14 ERA and a 1.17 whip at home. The Angels are going to start Lucas Giolito. He has a 6.67 ERA over five starts since being acquired by the team. You add that to a lot of injuries to their lineup and how well the Phillies have played at home. I'm going to take the Phillies on the money line. And then you may remember this one. We missed it the last time we were on the early edge because he wasn't in the lineup. Hopefully he will be today. We're going to take Julio Rodriguez of the Mariners over half a walk at plus 185 on DraftKings. He's drawn a walk in three of his last four games. He's one of the hottest hitters in baseball, so teams are being cautious with him. Now they're going against the Athletics tonight who are starting Kyle Muller. He's walked 30 batters over 59 in the third innings. And behind him is an A's bullpen that's issued the most walks in baseball. So at plus 185, I think it's well worth the risk here that Julio Rodriguez gets at least one walk.
There we go. I like it. Those walk plays, man, they're wild because, like, I've done them with Matt Olson before. And when they hit, you feel great. But, like, when it's sweat time about the sixth to seventh inning, you're like, okay, now you start countdown scenarios. You're like, all right, I need a runner to get on second. All right, let's leave first base open. Like, but they pay so nicely.
A lot of these have plus odds. And when I first started today, what I wanted to do was Adley Rutschman over half a walk against Kopech for the White Sox. But he was minus 175. I haven't seen a walk prop like that in a while. So we had to pivot. Let's go with the plus 185 one instead.
I'll tell you, walk props are hard. They tug at the heartstrings because the guy gets a three ball count. And you're like, don't swing. Just stand there. Don't do anything. Yeah. The one time I played him, 0-for-2. Five other guys in the lineup got to walk.
Brutal. Well, listen, EC, just stay away from this.
No more. All right? No more walk props.
I have an opinion. Just Carter, say,
I'm out. I'm out on those. Yep.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So you're speaking welcome. Of three that we don't want EC to play, I'm just kidding.
No. Nope.
All right. Here we go. Here's what I've got today. First off, I'm going to go Ellie De La Cruz over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at plus 100. He's hit this in four straight following two consecutive hitless games, which he's just done. He's gone two games without a hit. The last four times he's gone two straight games, he fires up. In fact, he recorded two hits in three straight of those said span games. What I'm saying is when he goes on two straight games without getting a hit, your man comes up and starts mashing. All right, now we're going to stay in that exact same game. And his teammate, TJ Friedl, all right, we're going over. We're going one plus hit and the Reds team total over 2.5. Okay, minus 110. Now, tell you why, a couple reasons. One, Friedl's hit this in five of his last seven games. He's hitting .311 versus left-handed pitchers. The Giants, they've given up 37 runs over their last six games, averaging giving up 6.16 runs per game. Spectre, sorry about that one, buddy. And lastly, all right, our first Tennessee first quarter bet of the season. Virginia, Tennessee first quarter over 12.5. This is available at DraftKings. Most books don't have these up yet. They will, but getting in on this while it's under 13, I'll tell you why. Tennessee games, all right, played 13 games 2022. They hit this in 11 games last year. In fact, Tennessee scored 141 first quarter points last season. They're bringing back their backup quarterback, who is their starting quarterback at the end of the year, Joe Milton, who pretty much knows nine routes and has a missile for an arm. Look out for that one. Now, those are the three that I'm playing. Spectre, let me bring you back on screen because are you ready for kind of a weird stat regarding your Giants?
Oh, look, the Giants right now, I was walking around the stadium when they're playing the Braves, just, you know, going on a nice Sunday walk. And it's sad because when the cheering happens, I kind of knew it was the Braves scoring, not the Giants. That's how much that's been. But give me that stat, baby.
Now, here's your stat. All right. So the Giants tonight are starting Kyle Harrison. All right. He made his Major League Baseball debut on Tuesday. Here's the stat. All right. This is why I'm playing. Well, not the only reason I'm playing two Reds, but here's the stat. So Harrison faced five left-handed hitters. All five not only recorded a hit, but two of them were doubles, one of them a home run. Here's the weird part. He faced nine right-handed hitters. Not a single one recorded a hit. All outs. Your man is giving up 1,000 against left-handed hitters and zero against right-handed hitters. Now, that's just one game, his first game, quite frankly, in Major League Baseball. But if you want something to pay attention to tonight, watch him tonight against left-handed hitters, against right-handed hitters. Just fascinated to see it. I've never seen that before.
That's I mean, it's going to even out eventually, but you got to know that's probably in his head a little bit. And so,
Pitching coach definitely reminded him of that one. 100%. That's why I want to write it, because it is going to be in his head. All right, EC, these are going to be fire picks. I'm ready to go. I'm betting them as soon as you say them. What do you got, man?
Or you could bet against him. I mean, that would probably be a good strategy after last week. Hey, I want to appreciate those of you, or want to thank those of you who reached out to me after that dreadful week. My average of getting picks right was slightly better than righties against Kyle Harrison last week. But we're hoping, not quite against, I mean, the odds of me missing one were close to what lefties did against him. But nonetheless, thank you guys for your support. We're going to try to bounce back. We did a little bit over the weekend with college football and golf, as AB mentioned. So let's give these three baseball plays a shot today. If I go 0-3, no more baseball over the next four shows. I promise that. All right. Tigers, Yankees, first five, over 4.5 combined runs at -130. Luis Severino, we've talked about him. He's dreadful on the road. 0-6 and 8 road starts. In his last seven road starts, he's given up four more runs. Reese Olson for the Tigers, given up four more runs in five of his last six starts. Expect to see a high-scoring game at Comerica Park tonight. So I'm rolling with the first five over 4.5. But we got to play something along those lines. So let's go with Kerry Carpenter of the Tigers, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at -125. So lefties are obliterating Luis Severino to the tune of a .335 batting average. Carpenter's hitting .298 against righties with 18 home runs and hitting .365 at home. He is over this in 17 of his last 20 games, and he's hit a home run in four of his last seven starts. If he doesn't do anything tonight, blame it on me. And finally, we got to do a Cubs prop because, hey, they're in the playoff picture. I'm a Cubs fan. We got to roll with the hot hand. Seiya Suzuki, over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs at -145. Goes up against Wade Miley, 2-for-3 lifetime. He has a 10-game hitting streak and over this number in each game. If Carpenter and Suzuki don't hit and Severino pitches well, you know whose fault it is.
Hey, I tell you what. Ever since you started talking about your guy, what's his name for the Cubs? Talkman?
Oh, the Ichiro of the Cubs. Yeah.
They dropped him to ninth in the lineup.
No, they dropped him because a lefty was starting. So against a righty, well, tonight he'll be like ninth, but then tomorrow when there's a righty, he'll be first again.
All right. I was laughing about that. I played Dansby Swanson yesterday and today. And I mean, don't be wrong, dude. I've been riding the Cubs. Your Cubs have been nice in terms of hitting the ball. But I looked at that and I was like, he's hitting ninth? I thought he was the Ichiro of whatever.
Only gets right-handed pitching, AB. You got to remember that.
I remembered indeed. All right, everybody, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Let's take a look at the recap here. EC is on the Yankees, Tigers, first five, over 4.5 at -130. Kerry Carpenter, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -125. Seiya Suzuki, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at -145. Jason Spector, the Speculators, is on Mookie Betts, over 1.5 total bases at -115. Barner is on at Phillies, Moneyline, -135. And Julio Rodriguez, with at least one walk at +185, I am on Ellie De La Cruz, over 1.5 hits, runs, and RBIs at +100. TJ Friedl, one plus hit, and the Reds team total over 2.5 at -110. And then on Saturday, Virginia, Tennessee, first quarter over 12.5. And that is both teams, not just Tennessee. But, yeah, Tennessee, I'm hoping that they do most of the lifting there. But you know what? They give up two crazy touchdowns. Whatever, we still cash, taking it over 12.5. Okay. Anybody have anything exciting going on this Monday evening that we need to know about?
I'm just rooting to get a pick right. So I just see a green check mark, AB. That's all I want.
Okay. We're going to have a live watch party for all of EC's picks tonight on Twitter. So we're going to be having some fun. And you know what? I got a feeling Kerry Carpenter's coming through. I feel it. Kerry Carpenter, that's at least one for you right there. All right, everybody, we will be live Tuesday morning, 10 a.m. Eastern normal time. But until then, best of luck. Let's cash these tickets. Let's cash EC's tickets. on top.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.